Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever.
Something that you have never done, and that is to get out and reach a goal that you wouldn't otherwise have accomplished, to do some things that you would never thought you have done. And today I know we're going to talk about here on Empowering Your Mind and So Real. We keep it real daily. I need you to know that. And we create greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes life can be challenging. It can be a little difficult, and but we're going to be excited and pressed through. Now, today we're going to talk about sick of steps and promises. Now, how many of you guys as entrepreneurs, you got people who say five steps to this. Take one step, two step, three step, ABC steps to success and empowerment and wealth and all of this extra stuff. There are steps that you're going to have to take. Many make all these promises of what you will receive if you follow the steps. Well, I'm here to tell you, I can get sick and tired too, and I know I get tired of the steps. I follow the steps, and I run in the steps. I back stepped and back traced the steps, and I've done all of the things that I have thought to do and to no avail. Productivity, almost little to none. The only time I saw success in my own purpose and on my own plan and in my own time was when I followed the steps that God gave me. He gives you steps. There's an order to your life. You do realize that, correct? There is an order to your life. And we need to be excited about that order. And if we're not excited about what God has for us, then your purpose is no longer a passion. Your purpose is no longer something to be excited about. And so my question to you is, what are you passionate about? What is it that you want in life? What do you want to do? And I had a dream, and I have and it's still a dream of mine, and I want to share it with you, but I put it into 58 seconds because I had to put into words in a very short period of time of what it is I wanted to do and what I wanted to accomplish. So take a listen.
Have you dreamed of starting your own business? Where would you start? How would you promote it? My name is Madeline Bass, and I'm the founder of So Real with Madeline, where we inspire you to turn a dream into a vision. Allow us to assist you in polishing your craft. Learn to build your own website. Learn the language of marketing, branding, which is exposing you. Go to events. Mingle with others who are like-minded. Experience network marketing in a new and positive way. Also, find out how you can get a free, powerful fundraiser for your church, 501c3, or a cause organization. Text Empowering Your Mind to 55255 and let us expose and empower you today.
Now, I I know that that sounds real nice, got your little groove music happening. Well, I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that took many, many times doing it over, because when they told me to put it in less than a minute, I was like, excuse me, everything that I want to do and I want to accomplish and all of the things that I have to offer in this one business, I can't put in 60 seconds. They're like, you're going to have to, because you're going to lose people if you don't. You're going to talk too much. You have at risk of putting yourself in a position where people will hear blah, blah, wah, wah, wah. And I didn't want that for myself. I didn't want that to happen. So I'm going to tell you some things that I started to do, okay? And this is some things that you can start to do. Now, those of you who are online, I'm sure that you can read. But for those of you who are not, I'm going to read to you and paraphrase a little bit. Excuse me. Paraphrase a little bit in order for us to move forward. So, as you know, success, it doesn't come. It doesn't always come fast, and definitely doesn't come easy, okay? There are some people who will be successful overnight. There are some people, but their journey is what we see, the ending product of their hard work, their determination, their endurance. That's what we see the product of, okay? So the success is not going to come fast, and it's definitely not going to come easy, okay? It takes a lot of dedication and a lot of perseverance, because life happens. Some people are often wanting to have productivity with shortcuts, and I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, it's just not going to happen. And they want that shortcut to success. Actually, you can train your mind to be more successful in a few steps. I got five on there. I know y'all tired of steps. I thought she just said. But these are some things that we already know. So I'm just bringing some things to mind that you can already know, you can already do, and it's not going to take some big something, okay? These are things that you already know, okay? The first thing is repetition. Use repetition of visual trainings and going and taking these things in order to help you to quickly learn new things, your business, whatever it is that you're choosing to do. Even observing other people. Go to networking events, you guys, and see what other people are doing, your other leaderships. I used to go to, well, I still go, but when I first started into the business, I did what they told me to. I went through the university, which is the training, and I got my little certificates. I got my energy certification. And ladies and gentlemen, that's a license that you have to have in order to offer energy. So don't get all surprised and bent out of shape when you have to pay fees. Nurses have to do it. Doctors have to do it. Continuing education. Even people who they have daycare. Like, there are certifications that you have to have in order to do some things. All right? So just know that. Don't be tripping. All right? So repetition, if you're doing something and you're doing it correctly, okay, you're doing it right, period, okay, then the more you do it, it's going to become a thing of habit. Then after a while, then you get your own feel. You can start sharing and doing some things in your own way. But watch people. You know, we listen to our pastors and preachers and teachers, and I've watched at my church, we have a lot of pastors and ministers who have come in, and they were the sons of the pastor, and they eventually got their own churches. But you watch them and you listen to them when you go and you visit them and you see how they're operating. They mimic where they come from. Same with children. You know, we have our kids. Sons usually try to copy their dad. They just pull their shoulders up across their arms. Got the little mean mug face. The girls got the little power stand and the lips are perched. And they're also saying things, okay? So that took time for those kids to see these things. They didn't just happen. Some things are DNA inserted. But there are some things that children, most of all, will do because they visually see it. And they watch and hear, and whatever it is that they are seeing and hearing repetitively, that's how they learn, okay? And we need to understand, if you want your kids to be super smart, put Spanish around them, speak around them fluently, you know, watch them, watch your body language, watch your tone, let them see you praying, let them see you studying the word, let them see you practicing what you're preaching. And I've lost a lot of time in just the first area of what it is we need to do, but repetitiveness. It's important, people, and your brain will pick it up, but your brain also, it can't tell the difference between you doing something and actually seeing something. It just knows it's learning something, okay? It tells your eyes to see what it sees, but it's also telling your eyes to learn what it sees. Your hands, it's telling your hands what to do, but it's also learning what you're doing. That's how you're driving or eating or walking and talking, and if you're a tumbler or if you're, you know, just different things. It's your body, your brain is an amazing tool, and we don't use it. And your mind is a terrible thing to waste. That is so true. But the more often it does things, it dresses you, it brushes your teeth, it gets you used to a daily habit. You can do some things you're going to say, I can do with my eyes closed or blindfolded. Same concept, same thing, okay? So repetitiveness, even in your business, when you're wanting to do something as badly as you're wanting to succeed, do it enough, see it enough, hear it enough, put it in your car, you know, put it on your tablets. We're watching television these days with these smart TVs, start putting it on your YouTube channels or your training channels or educational channels. People, start increasing your knowledge, and that is so, so, so very important. So actually, the first thing, repetitiveness. Visual and actually doing. So see yourself being successful, watching the leaders and what they're doing. Don't worry about if they're coming or going. Don't worry about if they're sticking and staying. You learn the business as long as you're learning the right way. You go ahead and do your own research, download your information, your tools, order whatever products and services that you have, learn how to use them, learn what they taste like, look like, whatever the case may be, the quality, how it can be improved. Call the company. You know, if they make a bag or shoes or hair bows or whatever, and you order it and it's like, okay, call them and say, look, I'm a representative or I'm a consultant, whatever your agent, whatever it is that you're calling yourself. And you tell them, these are some things that I have noticed. I made a couple of purchases just to see the product for myself, and this could be improved. You know, this is just a suggestion. If you get enough people making suggestions to your corporate office, to your main office, trust me, they will start listening because they don't want to shut down. That's something they don't want. They want to continue to be successful. They want to expand, and the only way to do that is if they hear from the representatives that this is something that they need to do in order to be better. Number two is listen. Listen. You know, when someone's trying to teach you, lead you, doesn't matter if you've been doing it for 50 years, whatever it is your career is, you're a doctor and you're getting into a health and wellness, don't go in trying to tell people what they need to be doing. Don't go in trying to change the game up, you know, right out the gate just because you have your PhD, doctorate, whatever, specialty, whatever. Listen. Listen and hear and learn for yourself on how the business works. Then if you want to put in your 2 cents, put your 2 cents in. But they became a business without you, okay, before you even thought about it, looked at it, whatever, whoever introduced it to you, before you even gave it a second thought, got involved. They were running their business before you showed up. And if you had these great ideas and big ideas and you wanted to do the cheap way, which was enroll as a consultant or a representative, you don't want to do the work. Okay, so once again, you're trying to get piggyback on and get in on the backside, when in reality, you just need to listen to those who are leaders in the business. You will better accomplish or achieve your goals. And then, of course, you will then realize that you can't be frustrated with your family because they don't support you because you didn't keep your mouth shut, okay? So listen and learn. Listen to what it is that you're needing to do, how to do it, okay? It's not the same as your practice or your bookstore or your popsicle stand, whatever the case may be. Listen and learn on how to achieve the goals that you're wishing to do, and that way you won't throw up on your friends and family, and they won't be blocking you out and getting you or putting you off of their social scene and making you mad, you in your feelings, because they won't do what you're doing, okay? Keep your feelings to yourself, okay? Next, read. Read and execute with excitement. I mean, of course, you can hear in my voice I'm excited about what I'm sharing with you because I'm passionate about what I'm doing, but I'm also reading. I'm reading my notes because I need to stay on track. I need to stay focused because people, you don't want to start rambling and talking about a bunch of things that are not important or are really relevant to what it is you're trying to teach. So when you're working with your team or you're talking to your team, listen to what it is they say they want from the business, and then you can execute with them by talking to them because you've read that information. Documentation beats conversation is what we were taught. But I'm telling you, people, listening and participating in the conversation and making the conversation about the person that you're talking to. Let them see and hear your passion for what it is that you're doing, but also that you're excited about them joining you and how it can benefit them, okay? With a smile. Don't be all mean mugging and, you know, pointing your fingers and working your neck, girls. Fellas, y'all don't want to be telling dudes you this, you that, you know. So you want to be excited and you want to do it with a smile. Practice in the mirror. If you're not a person who likes to talk to people. I have a lot of people tell me I'm not a people person. I wasn't a people person either, and that's why I do better with the blog show, simply because I'm in my own space, I'm in my own zone, and I get nervous when I talk to people because I can see their faces. I can see their faces, and I can tell when they lose interest. I can tell when they're getting angry. I can tell that they're not, they're just eyes are glazed over. And that makes me even more nervous, and then I can't stay focused, okay? So make sure you read your information and that you get the information. Read up on that person before you go jumping in their inbox, you know, and asking them, hey, because I've had other representatives that are doing the same business that I'm doing, and they're inboxing me because they only see that I'm a network marketer or an entrepreneur, and they want me to become their customer. You didn't do your research. You didn't read. So do your due diligence. Read up on some things and see what that person is really about before you go asking and trying to cross-recruit someone that you know absolutely nothing about. You may not want them in your atmosphere. You may not want them in your circle. Number four, keep control of your feelings. As you can see, I kind of lost my tone and my excitement when I started talking about people cross-recruiting simply because it's an emotional something for me. I've had a lot of people go through my social media and inbox my friends and get my friends to do what they're doing, and then they come to me afterwards, you know, I don't like all that network marketing stuff. It don't work. I tried such and so, and it didn't work. And they got into the business with someone else that appeared to be more successful, that appeared to be doing better than I was in it. So they thought that if they got on the bus with them, that it would work. But in reality, they got in with the wrong motive, okay? So keep your emotions in check. Some people you might not want in your business, and that's all the way around. You might not want them in your actual physical life business, and then you don't want them in your professional business because some people will contaminated and infected with negativity, with naysaying, and they will cut off your resources because they are sharing with your circle of friends behind your back. I mean, it can happen. So let's just be real with it. We keep it real here, okay? So know that you need to keep your emotions in check. Don't be getting mad at people if they've told you they don't want to hear about your business. When you're sitting around with them and they're talking about their problems and their job, and you say, excuse me, you know, I got to go make a phone call. And they're like, well, I'm trying to talk to you. No, you want me to hear everything that you've got going on? Guess what? I have something happening too, and I'm excited about it, but you shut me out. So explain to them how you're feeling about the situation and then why you're feeling the way that you feel, because it is important. And then don't let it stress you. That is the very last one. Do not shut down, keep down, put it out. Do not get stressed behind your business. Do not allow it to consume you because of the emotions that you're dealing with, because your friends and family don't see what you're doing as a profit, as a something, as a serious something. Everyone around you has their own home-based business of some sort, cutting yards, somebody babysitting, somebody tutoring, somebody doing hair, somebody doing nails, somebody's doing feet, somebody's doing something. They crocheting, knitting, you know, cooking. It doesn't matter. Somebody's got something that they're doing, and they're making it a business, but they don't want to include you because you can't cook or you can't clean or you look this way, you look that way. Trust me, it happens. You know, I've gotten kicked to the curb because of my illness, okay? And my circle of friends was already small, but because they didn't like the fact that I didn't stay sick. Some people want you to stay down, to stay broke, to stay needy because it makes them feel more important. I'm not saying that there's anyone in my circle, but I'm telling you how people work. I've seen it in so many other circles of people. Even when I was well, I noticed that there's always that one somebody in that circle that doesn't have, that needs the people that there are around. And they feel that they have to have them when in reality, those people need them in order for them to continue to feel like they are somebody. They may have broken marriages. They may have bad relationships. They may be getting beat up or whatever, but they need to talk about you and you talking about your situation so they don't have to think about theirs. You feel like they broke too, but you don't see that because they have the nice cars and the houses or whatever, but you don't know when they go home they broke because they don't know how to manage their money. You know, they don't know how to save money. Their kids are all over the place and doing all the crazy things because they have to have all of this extra spending with the nannies and the house sitters, and they're going on vacations and buying the blue bottoms and the green bottoms and whatever color shoes and all of the name brand purses and bags, and they don't have $2 to rub together to put in them because they've maxed out all the credit cards and they've gotten all these loans and they can't keep up with everything. But you're living within your means, and so they need you in order for you to remind them, I'm big, I'm somebody, because you tell them they're somebody, okay? So don't let all of that stress you out. Don't let what somebody else is doing stress you out. I'm telling you from my, I've lived it. I know what I'm talking about. And trust me, people, your friends and your family, they mean well. They don't really intend well. Some of them may not intend to harm you or hurt you, but some people just can't help it because their lives, they're living vicariously through yours. Even though you may feel like it's the opposite, you're watching them go places and do things, and you see them on Facebook or whatever, and they here and they there, and you're all up in your feelings because you can't do those things. And what are you doing about that situation yourself? You know, so when you get into a business and you give it your all, okay, give it your all. So what? You got a couple people who are not buying something from you, not getting something from you. This world is so huge. It's billions and trillions of people in this world. Get connected to a business that has something that people need, not want. It's okay to offer some things, you know, for some people that want something. If you got a physical building and you need to stock it up with some stuff, I know of a young lady, and she was smart with it, and if I had the money, I'd have done the same thing. But when I get the money, trust me, best believe I'm going to be able to do some things. But all she did was get into these little small home-based businesses and turned it into a little boutique. And she's got this, that, and candles and coffees and whatever, and sells it out of her own store. And people go and they buy these things. She put her own label on it, and she's selling and producing and making money and doing well. And we all sitting around on our hands. We go into these people's stores and shops. We go to their restaurants. We patronize them for all of the things that they're doing. But when it comes to us and they can't do this, stop your business. It's just that simple. You know, even with race, you know, we get all upset and people say, I didn't make my stuff for them. They say that because they know that some races are hot-headed. What they'll do is they'll just say, okay, well, I'm going to go buy it because they say I can't buy it. Well, then how about you just not buy it? Because if you're the larger consumer and they want you to buy more, they follow the tactic and the strategy that works. And intimidation and manipulation works. Sorry, they say sex sales, but no, manipulation sales and temptation, all of those shuns, they get you every single time because it is an emotion. And if you keep that in check, your stress level will drop. I promise you it will drop. You won't spend as much. You won't feel like you have to people please. You will be able to focus on what God has for you because your mind is at ease. And God is not about confusion, ladies and gentlemen. We need to remember that. We're here to empower your mind, and we want you to create that greater lifestyle by changing your status and raising your standard. And I know sometimes that can be really, really hard because we depend on our friends and family to support us because we've supported them throughout. They may not have done their businesses or done some things for them, but when they did some things, we bought a T-shirt, we bought some lip gloss, we bought, you know, smell goods, we bought some jewelry, you know, it's just whatever the case may be, we supported them. But when it came to them supporting you, it was not there. Do not let that consume you or lose your focus. And in all of the things that we've talked about today, people, all of it is just a matter of something that we do anyway. We do it and we lose control, and it is an emotional act. It is an emotional act. We're hurt and we respond. And that's in anything, whether it's a relationship, whether it's in church. If you're hurt, you respond. If you're loved, you'll respond. And that common gray area, as we call it, the yes or no, is that thin line between love and hate. That's where we tread. That's where we walk. And you can fall off either way. You can fall off either way. You get up and you'll go one side. You get up, you go to the other side. But God says that he needs you to be one or the other. And to be lukewarm is just not an option. So we do the same thing in your business. In everything that we do, we need to keep God first. And if we keep the word lined up within us, then we will keep our emotions intact because we will not be lukewarm Christians living a lukewarm life, okay? We will be all in or all out. Which one are you going to do, okay? It's a decision that we need to make. Spiritually, emotionally, mentally, financially, it is a decision that we have to make. We have to be all in or not. So this has been Madeline, and I'm so real with Madeline, keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. And don't be sick of steps and promises. Become the cure. Be the one that says, you know what, I'm going to be the difference maker. And I'm not going to make a bunch of promises that I cannot keep. I'm not going to ask anyone to do any steps that I haven't already taken, and nor am I not willing to continue to take, because each day in life you have to continue to grow. You have to continue to know. And God says his people perish because of lack of knowledge. So let's continue to grow in him so that we can continue to live on our purpose and in our purpose. Have a great night. I'm Madeline Bass.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You